time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro here. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show on msonewsports.com, and we're happy to be here. We're not going to waste too much time in this opening segment. We got to get to our coach. Our interview for the week is the Andover field hockey coach, second year at the helm. Last year made it all the way to the state final, looking to get back there again, get the job done, as they say. But some interesting stuff. We'll talk a little sports in the valley after the interview. And yeah, I guess the big news in the football valley circles was Springfield Central versus Central Catholic. Our own guys out of Lawrence and Springfield took over in that second half and just ran away with it. So not much has changed there in that terms of that story. Springfield Central has been just a juggernaut for sure. Okay, so with that, we're going to take a break. And on the other side, get to the best part of the show, our interview with Andover field hockey coach.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day. It's going to be Andover field hockey coach Bridget Morris. Second year on the head coach job. What's going on, coach?
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. So back at it after I think last time we talked was a few days or weeks, whatever, removed from a state final, right?
Yep.
And we're back here all the way in September and early season, 4-1, great start. What are you learning about the team after five games?
A lot. It's good. You say 4-1. We had our first loss last night, but I would say that was also the first game where we got tested. And I think historically, you know, it's my second year, but I've been coaching at Andover for 6 years. We usually have one of those early season losses, and I think they're not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, it helped us open up a lot of, things that we need to work on. Of the four games that we won, I think my goalie got combined 3 shots in all the other 4 games.
Yeah,
I think it was good for her last night to get some shots and for my defense to get scored on and to learn, okay, you have to keep playing.
Yeah. Is that Lucy Baker?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So Central Catholic, obviously a Merrimack Valley rival. Is that the kind of game you expected? 3-2, back and forth. You get goals from Ella Sewall and Bella Di Fiore. Sewall, and then Bella Di Fiore. Mm-hmm.
Di Fiore.
So there you go. Of course, the hard names have to score the goals.
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, it sounds like it wasn't too much of a surprise that it was going to be a battle like that.
No, I mean, after last year, we won one, then we won one. I wasn't expecting it to be easy. I was thinking we were going to have a little bit of edge because we were at home. And I would say for the first half of the game, that was true. And then in the third quarter, they just kind of came out really strong and they got through us and they put in some goals. And then we came back, that got called back. So it was a tight game. And I think with a team that we play twice a year, year after year, it's going to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bella, the game before, you know, had a hat trick and a 6-0 win against Newton North. She had 2 and a 6-0 win over Drakett. And, you know, even though, you know, she was kind of contained, she still had a goal. But did they sort of zero in on her, you think, or a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, she's a good player. She's quick. She moves the ball well. But she had some company for most of the game.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you're going to have to get used to that. And, you know, offensively overall, you know, with the output of 6-6-6, and then 2, you know, what kinds of things are you stressing in the practices now with that gap? I mean, obviously the competition was tougher than it has been, you know, the previous 4 games, but what's the message now about like solidifying that offense?
I think taking advantage of our opportunities. We get a lot of corners and we don't necessarily score on them. So that's something for me as a coach that I think we need to be working on is tightening up the group of kids taking them and then really making sure we're executing them well. When you have someone like Bella who historically has scored her goals by running through everyone, and now she's got 2 or 3 people on her, that's not going to be how we can score anymore. But if she can get us a corner, then someone else can do some of the work with her. And I think that will make a difference.
Yeah, 100%. Tell me about the captains, each of them, and kind of what they bring.
Yeah, so we have 4 this year. Good kids. I actually wanted 3 captains, but I couldn't not do those 4. So we've got Scarlett, who is kind of hitting up our defense right now. She's kind of a utility player. She's played mid. She's played forward. I think last year she was a forward for us. She's just one of those kids that will play wherever you put her, and she's good wherever you put her. I've got Lucy McLean in the midfield. Same thing. Fantastic kid. Will do whatever you ask of her. Her sister was on the team. Her sister won back-to-back state championships, was a captain. So she has a lot of that familial influence that's helped her a lot. Then I've got Mia Giamo, who also plays mid. She was a forward for us last year. Put up huge numbers. I mean, I think she scored 3 goals against Central Catholic last year, and she's kind of been, I would say, like the breakout star of that group. She was the last one to make varsity last year. She didn't even start the year as a starter. Like 3 other kids got injured and she just stepped up huge and the team just rallied behind her. And then we have Bella, who is kind of, I would say, the leader, like on our forward line. She plays like our up forwards. She hangs up top. And she really leads the forwards, but they're a great group of kids.
Yeah. Change is hard, right? This is your second season, although you were there, right, in the program for 6 total. So not an unfamiliar face. At the same time, though, you're the head coach now. And, you know, you want to put your stamp on things, clearly. Year 2, how's that going? You know, I mean, it's almost like you needed a little crash course in change management when you get a new coach like that. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, and this year is actually harder than last year for me because when I took over last year, Coach Noon's assistant stayed and his wife had twins in July, so he is gone now. Luckily, so
more change.
Yeah, and that was probably last year having him next to me, just to even just when I was making a decision, just to like be like, am I doing the right thing? And him just being like, yep, you're good. So missing him has been difficult. However, Laura Reed is back, and she was also an assistant coach under Coach Noon, and she and I played together in high school. Mm-hmm. So she and I are figuring out our rhythm, and I think once we get into it, we're going to be good. But I would say it's really hard without Coach B, like right in the beginning, because like he did the subbing, but we're going to get it.
Yeah,
it's going to be okay.
Yeah, pretty good record for figuring out your rhythm, 4-1, right? Yeah. So it's, you're blessed with this great program intact and these great athletes that just get the job done while you're figuring out things. You know, and speaking of figuring out things, what kind of dynamics are we going to see in the Merrimack Valley this year? I mean, already, obviously, Central and Andover are proven they're at the top again. Who's going to be sitting next to you guys, challenging, picking at you, and trying to get into that party?
It's funny. I said this to my kids last night. No matter what happens, Chelmsford always gives us a hard time. Yeah. I mean, we went there last year, and I thought we were coming out with a 0-0 tie because they played us well. They played us strong. It's the same thing. You play a team every year, twice a year. They figure out what you're doing, and they can do it. And I think their coach does a good job at reading us, and I think she'll give us a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah. So Chelmsford trying to crack that party up top, Andover, and they'll just be a nuisance, it sounds like. They'll just be tough, as usual. Okay. Yeah. And how about some, non-leaguers? I know you already had Danvers on the schedule. Who else can we see that's sort of out of conference this year?
Yeah, we've got a couple of good ones. We're playing AB again, and we did lose to them last year, so I'm excited for that rematch.
Yeah.
And then we're heading to Uxbridge, which that's going to be the toughest game we're going to play this year. I've been looking at who they've been playing, and I mean, they played AB the other day and beat them 8-0. And to me, Acton Boxborough is one of the best teams always. So that was a little daunting to see. So I think that's going to be a tough one, but we beat them last year, and if we play strong defense, we'll see where we can get.
Yeah. Why not throw Walpole on this while we're at it, you know?
I can't even think tournament yet.
Some of those teams you mentioned, are they D1 teams that you're playing out of conference, or?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, no problem. Are they some of those out of conference opponents, are they in Division I or?
Yes. Okay. So AB is Division I.
Yeah.
We're playing Shrewsbury, which is Division I. Uxbridge is 4, so they're not in our division.
Yeah.
But I like to pick up like a mix.
Yeah, yeah. How about Watertown one of these days? When's the last time you guys played them? Do you remember?
We went there not last year, but the year before. And then I wasn't involved in the scheduling, but typically you do 2-year pairs, and we didn't play them last year. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, so many good teams out there to try to. It's tough. It's probably challenging to create an out of conference schedule. You know, we're already full. Oh, we're already full. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a hard time because our league is bouncing back and forth. Like Drake, it didn't have a team last year, but they have a team this year. So I'm hoping that they'll stay in because that's one less non-league game I have to scrounge up. But I think I had to get 4 or 5 this year, and it was hard.
All right, cool. Well, I think we got the scoop. 4-1 team. When's the next one?
We're playing Haverhill tomorrow.
Haverhill on Wednesday. Okay, we'll look at that. And then best of luck to the Warriors out there. I know it's a slugfest in field hockey circles in the Valley, and you come out tougher every year when you finish things up and go into the tournament. So we'll look forward to that down the road as well. Coach Bridget Morris, second year on the job. Thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk once again.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night, Coach. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, finishing things up with our final segment. I do want to just basically use this time to dig into that field hockey landscape in Division I for Andover and kind of, you know, what they're going to be facing when it comes tournament times. There's a lot of the same players when it comes to that sport that keep propping up. And Walpole and Andover have certainly had their rivalry. They were 1-2 last year, Walpole 17-1-0. Bridget Morris in her first year with Andover, a 15-2 regular season. They met in the finals and Walpole won 1-0. And we did, you know, have Bridget on the show last fall to discuss that. And it was an absolute battle. Andover had got into the tournament with, you know, an undefeated streak there. They opened up with Methuen, 1-6-0, Wellesley 3-0. Algonquin 3-0, Wachusett 3-0. So this was a road that was paved with amazing field hockey until they got to Walpole and got shut out. So kudos to Walpole for that. Their road was a 6-0 win over Marshfield, 3-0 over Lincoln Sudbury, 1-0, two overtimes in the quarters against Bishop Feehan. And then Walpole beat Franklin 4-2 in the semifinals to get to Andover. So pretty cool. Pretty cool all around. It's just going to be another battle. I mean, Wachusett Regional is up there all the time. Franklin was the number 4 seed. Acton Boxborough, like you said, that'll be a huge matchup with Andover. They were the 5 seed last year at 13-4-1. Central Catholic, 14-2-1. You know, I mean, hey, they've taken 2 out of the last 3, it looks like, against Andover. So kudos to them. That'll be another battle when they face each other later in the season. So North Andover was in there, another Valley team at 6-8-3 at 26th rank. Methuen, we told you, they lost Andover in the first round. They were 8-5-5. Chelmsford, 5-9-3, but a pesky and little team there, Chelmsford, as Bridget Morris confirmed. They were the 20th seed last year. And yeah, Central was the 6th seed. So a great sport for the Valley and a great sport for Massachusetts overall. Really fun to watch. So that's it. That's all I got. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk is in the books. We'll see you on the other side of summer and into fall for our first show of the fall next week. We're out every single week on MSONewsSports.com. September 26th is the next show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a good one.